Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender from some city in Utah. What city is it? Good morning, everyone. How are you? This is Martin Zender from Cedar City, Utah. I'm on a fast 4-day trip with my son and my daughter-in-law. We have we zipped through Phoenix yesterday, started in Phoenix, zipped up to, we went through the Grand Canyon, looked around. It's grand. Grand Canyon is a result of either the disruption of the world or the flood of Noah. Of course, modern geologists don't know that. In their inestimable wisdom, they think that these sedimentary layers were laid down over eons of time. This layer is the Paleozoic era. This layer is the Mesozoic era. This layer is the bullshit layer, the bullshit era. Well, we're in the bullshit era, but no. These sediments were laid down at one time during the flood of Noah, probably. Although the disruption didn't help. Things got jacked around. And what people don't realize today who doubt that the Lord will come anytime soon, what they don't realize is what Peter says in his letter, that in the last days scoffers will come with their scoffings, which is what scoffers tend to do. Saying that where is the promise of his presence? For things have gone on as they have since our fathers were put to repose. Things carry on like they've always been. And so people get lulled to sleep in this fake sense of security, this fake sense of continuity. And they don't understand, as Peter goes on to say, that there was a world of old that was destroyed by water. And I saw... And I saw a remnant of that yesterday in the Grand Canyon. So, went through there. Now we're in Utah, Cedar City, heading today for Salt Lake City. And from there, we launch to Yellowstone, come back on Wednesday. But anyway, I have important news for you concerning what happened the day before the flood of Noah. Because we're talking about epical events and epic events that happen to this earth and on this earth that prove to you that things don't always go on the way they always have. That there were vast changes that have taken place on this earth. Not only geologic changes, but now we're looking at spiritual changes. Geological/spiritual. Well, geological and spiritual. But the geologic is actually a... parable. It's a type, it's a metaphor of spiritual changes. And almost all of the geological changes on this earth have taken place via water. Yeah, via water. Isn't that interesting? When Jesus was on earth, he talked about being baptized in water and in fire, and he intimated that that was a spiritual baptism. Of course, our baptism is beyond that. We're baptized into Christ's death, but fire and water tend to destroy and cleanse. Fire takes out impurities. Water pretty much destroys things. And the Spirit makes you a new person. When the Spirit of God is in you, it really shakes up your interior. Just like the water from the flood of Noah shook up the Grand Canyon. Now, I know what happened. Now, yeah, I never told anybody this, really. I've never heard this broadcast anywhere. And I do have inside information, but I know what happened the day before the flood of Noah. This is extremely important that you know this, because this will help you understand what's happening today. It will help with your expectation, with your looking for the coming of Christ, to not think of it as some faraway event. So I'm telling you right now, I know what happened. Let me say this again. I know what happened the day before the flood of Noah. And this information is going to change the way you think about things. And I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's going to change your life. Yes, I know that my face is only halfway in the screen. I'm doing that because I want to talk directly into my microphone, which is attached to my camera. I can't do this any other way. Because when I talk to you from back here, it sounds like this. Three words to share with you. This belongs to your peace and to your this information actually belongs to your peace and to your expectation. So here's what happened the day before the flood of Noah. I'm going to put it in an acronym over here for those who, you know, are squeamish about the actual phrase. So there's the acronym. Now, for those of you who want to know what the acronym means, some people might just be satisfied with the acronym. AFN. Yeah, now I know. What happened before the flood of Noah? AFN. Now I know. Now I can go on with my life. But I think for many of you, that's not good enough. So I'm going to give you the meaning of that acronym right now. It's going to change the way you think about everything. It's kind of hardcore. So I want the kids to be out of the room. I want anybody squeamish about these kind of things to be out of the room. This is serious spiritual business. And I'm not even kidding. What happened? Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds to clear the room of anyone who's easily offended. 4, 3, 2, 1. What happened the day before the flood of Noah? Absolutely fucking nothing. I just want to let that sink in for a second. Oh, do you know what happened? The morning of the flood of Noah that killed every inhabitant of the earth except for 8 people? Well, here's the acronym for that. What does that mean? Absolutely fucking nothing. This is great spiritual truth because it agrees with what our Lord said. That before the flood of Noah, they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, until the flood came and whoosh, took them all away. Right up until the flood came and took them all away, people were living their lives with no clue, no hint as to the impending doom. You know, the really weird thing is that the people who think that Jesus Christ is not coming soon, his coming is 500 years away, there's no evidence that he is on his way at all and that we're about to get out of here. No. And the proof they use for that is that, oh, here comes the coffee, okay. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, God. The proof they use for that is that AFN has happened. AFN has happened, they say. What they don't realize is that AFN has happened is proof that his coming is imminent. I'm living my life now aware of this. I was really aware of it yesterday as we were driving up from Phoenix to here. And for some reason, the profoundness of the silence, and I felt this as we walked up to the Grand Canyon. I had seen it before, but I never experienced it like this yesterday. As you walk up there, you just feel this silence weighing down on that vast expanse. The silence. It's as if the rocks The layers are speaking. They bear mute witness to a great cataclysm. And the dead silence of that canyon also bears witness to a premonition. And the fact that before the greatest events and the greatest changes of God, right before the greatest events and the greatest changes of God,